I grew up in South Australia, born in 1955, so I was 11 when the Beaumont children disappeared from my local beach 50 years ago. It was an enduring mystery. In fact, embarrassingly for me, when I was 10 or 11 years old, this is when this crime took place, about 5 years after that, I thought that I'd actually found the Beaumont children. I found the remains of beach towels buried between lawn clippings under a bunch of bushes on Anzac Highway in South Australia. Of course, it wasn't them. We did call the police. Everyone in Adelaide's had a theory about what happened to the Beaumont children. There was even a Dutchman who came out, Gerald Crosseau, and he had apparently special mental powers, and he was going to tell people where they were buried. Ended up digging up the concrete floor of a local bakery. Well, everyone's talking about it because it is 50 years ago. Ben Avery from Nine News has been following this story. He's online from Adelaide this morning. That's right, isn't it? Everyone in Adelaide's always had a theory.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. It's one of those ones that everyone still talks about. It's one that's particularly well-known, I suppose, to the elderly people here in Australia, in Adelaide, I guess, who still remember this like it was only yesterday.
Police there are saying, look, the file's never been closed. We've always kept it open. But the history of this, it's been very emotional. I mean, at one point, the backyard of those children's parents' home was dug up.
That's right, and that's what they had to contend with in those early days, I suppose, those people that suspected that one of them, or perhaps both of them, had something to do with it. They of course, didn't. And you know, you mentioned the clairvoyant that came there at one stage. That's how desperate things got. And, you know, it's really incredible to think that on the word of a clairvoyant that the concrete floor of a building would be dug up. And even to this day, we still have calls to the newsroom here with people who have theories about what happened to the Beaumonts. And police say that they get one phone call every 4 days, even now, 50 years on, relating to the Beaumont case.
Amazing. Jane Beaumont would be now 59, Anna would be 57, and Grant, the boy, would be 54. Some people believe that they'll reappear one day from somewhere.
Yeah, and there's been several cases over the years too where, you know, people have popped up overseas. I think there was someone in New Zealand and one in England who claimed that they're a member of the Beaumont family. I think one man claimed he was Grant Beaumont. That was investigated and dismissed pretty quickly. Look, it'd be unlikely, I suppose, that they're still alive. Police certainly think that they were abducted and murdered. That's the sad truth of it. And we you know, kind of hope that one day we'll know exactly what did happen.
Yeah, look, it would be wonderful to think we will. I doubt that will probably happen. There was certainly clearly at that period of time from 66 on for the next 10 or 15 years, there was a very active pedophile ring that was operating in South Australia. There was always allegations that senior legal figures and politicians might have been involved in that pedophile ring. We had two girls went missing at three-quarter time from a football match at Adelaide Oval. So it wasn't just the Beaumonts. There were a number of children of that age snatched off the streets of South Australia during that period in history.
Yeah, Joanne Ratcliffe and Kirsty Gordon, it was, 7 years later at Adelaide Oval. And we've been mentioning in our news reports the fact that police have never dismissed a potential link between those two cases. Obviously, a lot of similarities and sketches were drawn of suspects in both cases, and they're eerily quite similar too. So, you know, just one of many abduction cases around Australia, I suppose, that police have looked at for potential links and have developed a number of suspects over the years. And you know, they've probably had hundreds of them, now have a list of still dozens, and it's a difficult case to investigate when you've had 50 years sort of pass and, you know, a lot of witnesses no longer with us.
Good on you, Ben. Thank you for that, mate.
Thank you.
Ben Avery from National 9 News.